Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Diana Bowder is a blogger and freelance author. Two of her stories have been published in the popular Chicken Soup for the Soul books. She's also a content writer for blogmart.com. Diana really enjoys social media, and she hosts a fun and positive Facebook page, Smile Break with Di. Hi, Diana. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're really welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yes, I'm ready.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Well, I am in a transitional time of life, really. It's been quite a stressful few years. A lot of it's been happy as well. You know, I've raised my children. I have two. I'm married, and I've been married for a very long time to the same man. We have two adult children, a son and a daughter. I'm thankful they live locally. At this point, we have three beautiful little granddaughters between our two kids. The oldest is 6 and the youngest is 18 months. And we have another baby on the way. So I absolutely adore being a grandmother. And so, but there have been, you know, a lot of people go through times like this in life where in a few years there was, illness. There was a death in the family. My brother passed away suddenly at a young age. My mother-in-law has been quite ill, and she's now in a nursing home, but my husband and I cared for her until 2 years ago. And she is in her 90s and bedridden now. But, you know, there have been some of the difficult things like that have happened, just, you know, one thing after another. And then, but all the wonderful, you know, my daughter got married and my son met his wonderful partner and, you know, started having babies. And that's how life goes, doesn't it? It's a series. It's like a roller coaster, ups and downs of life. So now I'm no longer a caregiver. I was the main caregiver for my mother-in-law while my husband worked. And now we lived at her house because it was safer for her mobility issues. And so now we've moved back to our own house. And we've been, you know, trying to remodel it, and it got really run down. And we're just trying to catch up on life. So, but it's good.
Yeah. And you're telling me that you do a lot of writing as well.
Yes. And, you know, I got started writing actually while I was caring for my mother-in-law. We were there for 3.5 years. I'm not sure if I said that, but, and she was so ill and fragile, you know, in her health, that when I was there with her, I could rarely leave her. And it was just the two of us all day long, every day, most of the time. And I was grieving the loss of my brother and, you know, just really, really having a difficult time. And I had the chance, and since I couldn't leave the house, I just started doing more reading on the internet. And I'd always loved writing ever since I was a child. And I started seeing all these blogs. This was back in 2012. And I thought, you know, I think I could do a blog. So that's when it started. And a couple years later, in 2015, I submitted a story to the popular book, Chicken Soup for the Soul. I don't know. It's very popular in the United States. I don't know if it's well known in other countries.
Definitely in Australia it is, yes.
Okay, I thought it was.
Yeah.
And I just took a chance. I saw something on the internet that they were calling for people to send in stories on certain topics. And so I submitted a story on about dreams and premonitions. And I just was shocked that about 3 months later, got an email that they told me they had accepted my story. And I was just thrilled. So then in the meantime, I have, continued with my blog, done a lot of online, really just online education, not officially, not like college courses, but just teaching myself through reading about blogging and about writing and about freelance, you know, how to find freelance work. So I've loved it. I've learned so much. It's just been fascinating to me. I hope that my writing has improved since I started in 2012 till now. It's just been an exciting adventure. And I just had another story published in Chicken Soup for the Soul, just in the book that came out the beginning of May, which is called The Empowered Woman. So that's where I am with my writing at this point.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. Do you think you had like a tipping point for change when the first story was accepted, the Chicken Soup for the Soul? Did you think, okay, this is definitely the direction I'm going in?
Well, yes, it really did. It gave me, it inspired me, you know, it inspired me that, hey, someone finds my writing worth publishing, you know, not just someone, but Chicken Soup. You know, I've known about these books for quite a few years. And so, yes, and I just continued with my education. And, you know, I must say, you know, this is pretty typical for writers, and I suppose for new writers more than experienced writers. You know, I've submitted quite a few stories to Chicken Soup since that first one was accepted by them. And I've had many more rejections than being accepted. But I learned, though. The thing is, I didn't really get too discouraged, because every single one of those stories that were rejected, I learned when I wrote those stories. I learned about writing, but I also mostly learned about myself through the process of writing those. But yes, I would say that was an inspirational event, that first publishing.
Yeah. So what about challenges? So you're talking about rejections. Have you had other challenges, or is it the rejections that have made you feel like throwing in the towel along the way at all?
No, those rejections didn't. Like I said, I just had, from my online reading about freelance writing, I expected that. I also didn't really feel very confident yet in my writing skills. I'm still learning, definitely. But a couple of times I did feel like throwing in the towel, because my husband and I went through marriage crisis for a couple of years. Also, I went through what I mentioned at the beginning of the interview about some health problems. I have glaucoma, advanced glaucoma, and I've had a lot of surgeries in my left eye. I'm mostly blind in my left eye. And in 2016, I had to have a major surgery, and it failed, and the recovery was very difficult. And I kind of wondered at that time if I would be able to continue, and got very discouraged. But I'm a person of faith, and I just see that, you know, things worked out, and I'm very, very grateful that they have.
Yeah, definitely. So what does keep you putting one foot in front of the other then? Do you have like a vision of where you want to go, or do you just do it, you know, day by day?
really my vision is to continue submitting to Chicken Soup, because they have what they call a story call out almost continually. They've got stories on their board that they're asking people, you know, topics that they're asking for stories about. And I just find that what they ask for is a good fit for my type of writing and for my life experiences, because that's what I write. I write nonfiction. I want to continue with my blog and improve it. I have a couple of other projects, creative projects, with a different type of a blog that I want to start. I also have a Facebook page that is growing. It's just a very positive, fun Facebook page. I don't try to sell anything. It's just I do post my blog posts on there. But other than that, it's just a place where people can just have fun and they won't have to see any politics, no drama, mm-hmm. no you know, profanity, anything like that. And it's called Smile Break with Guy. That's just a creative endeavor of mine that I really enjoy. Yeah, and just continue writing.
Yeah, I love that. Have you had an ignition point where things have really started taking off, or is it starting to happen now?
I feel that it's really happening right now with this story that was accepted by Chicken Soup, that said the book just came out May 1st. And so that was very exciting. And then Stacy from 1000 Ripple Effects contacted me just and invited me to be a part of her project. And I was so surprised to receive her email. She had found me by reading one of my Chicken Soup stories, the first one in 2015. And I just was beside myself with excitement after I read what her project is, you know, to help children, to help young adults that need encouragement, because I've worked with kids, especially I was in special education. And so I've worked with special needs kids and adults off and on all my life. So I really have a heart for that. So I'm going to be working on my story, because that will be due in coming up soon. And I'm just thrilled to be doing it.
Mm, yeah, well, that's fantastic. What about the future? What's exciting about the future for you?
Going back to family, like I said, more babies, you know, coming into mm-hmm. the family, and watching my children and my grandchildren grow and learn and just enjoy my time with them. It's very important to me. What I didn't mention also on the freelance writing is there are several other freelance projects that I want to do. That I have bookmarked, you know, in my computer, that have good potential. And I quite often writing these stories in my mind, even though I haven't actually started them yet. So I have several projects that I want to do that I'm really excited about. You know, I've been through that writer's block that almost all writers can relate to. And right now, fortunately, I'm not. Right now I have about, you know, five different projects in my mind that I'm so excited about that I want to do. Yeah.
Definitely sounds exciting. I love that. All right. Thank let's you. Have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Oh, okay.
Not so speedy. It's all good. What's your favorite book?
There's a book that came out. I think it came out. I should have looked this up. I don't remember. I think it came out in the 80s. Called Growing Up by Russell Baker. It was a bestseller. I loved it. And that's his style of writing. That's what I write about, is this is my life. This is what has happened. This is the life lesson from this event or that event.
Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I've had several mentors. There was a man, and he actually is not active online anymore, but he is a professional blogger, and I hesitate to say his name just because I think he's kind of wanting to be private in his life right now. But anyway, he really encouraged me with tips and just a lot of online help with my writing and blogging. And then there was just a personal friend early on when I, before I even started my first blog, I was explaining to him my ideas for writing, my dreams for writing. But I said, I just have so much anxiety about putting it out there for everybody to see. And I gave him all, and he kept saying, when are you going to start? Have you started yet? I said, not yet. I kept putting it off. And he said, what are you afraid of? And I just told him, I don't know. What if everybody thinks my writing is terrible? You know, and I really want to do it, but I don't feel like I really know what I'm doing yet. And one day he got firm with me, and he said, you worry too much about what people think, don't you? And I said, yes, I do. He said, you have to start because it's in your heart, it's your passion, and you don't know if you have tomorrow. Just put it out there and see what happens, and I bet you don't die, you know, something like that. and I did, and here I am, you know. And yeah. And you know, some of my work has been terrible and embarrassing, to be honest, and then some of it's been better, and that's with anything, I think, that we try.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. What daily ritual works best for you?
I don't know. Because I'm laughing at myself, because the only thing I will say is that mornings, I'm usually not very focused in the mornings. My best time to work and focus and be creative is usually about 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. But I'm kind of a scatterbrained type person. And I'm just being really honest here that I'm working on sticking to one thing at a time, mm-hmm. not getting distracted. Mm. You know, when you are your own boss, work for yourself, it's different. You know, if you're working for a boss and for a paycheck, a regular paycheck, it's easier to stay on track. So I'm working right now on being more disciplined and, you know, like I said, staying focused.
Mm, yeah. What about a favorite food?
Oh, I love sweets. I must say they're my favorite. And there's that Italian dessert called tiramisu.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite.
Do you like the country or the city?
I like the country better.
Do you have a piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
I would say, if you have a dream and you have a passion for something, stick with it and get help if you need to, get education in it. And just don't give up, even when times are difficult, because life is too short. You know, if you have a passion, if you can possibly do that, work in your passion, by all means. Or even if you have to do it on the side, you know, if you're not at a point where it can bring in money, but still, don't give up. Just don't give up, and don't let fear of, you do it for yourself. You do it because you have a creative seed inside of you that needs to come to life, that needs to grow and come to life. And allow that to happen. Don't worry about what other people think. You follow your heart. You follow your inspiration. And then eventually somebody will appreciate it. Not everyone, but somebody will.
Great advice. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I have always called myself a recovered people pleaser. And my story that was in that was published in The Empowered Woman in May, the Chicken Soup book, was about that. It was about learning to not be unhealthy in that way, learning how to say no when you need to say no. And so when you say yes, say it for the right reasons, not out of obligation, you know, and don't. So that's what I would say. I would say, remind myself, you cannot please all of the people all of the time. It's impossible.
Mm. Yeah, it's a big one though. I think a lot of people are people pleasers in that respect. So we all think, oh, we've got to please everybody else, and then we sort of forget about ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your valuable time today, Diana, and sharing your story. I really appreciate that. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yes, Leanne, and thanks so much once again for doing this interview with me. I hope that I didn't talk too fast. You know, I've been a little bit nervous, which I guess is normal. But yes, my email address is Diana. This is all lowercase. diana.bauder96@gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Igniters, Diana has had her ups and downs and has weathered the storm. Her advice on sticking with your dream or passion and never giving up because life is too short is key. If you want to contact Diana, email her on diana.border96@gmail.com. For opening up a world of adventure, fun and balance to be blossoming into your wisdom years, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.